Mother's Day is almost here, and you can get her the most beautiful time-tested gift around. A watch she can wear every day from Movement. Whether your mom is into classic dress watches, rare and refined ceramics, or tried-and-true bestsellers, Movement has something she'll love. And right now, everything at Movement is up to 50% off site-wide during their Mother's Day sale. A watch is a gift that celebrates all the time you spent with mom. And a Movement watch is even more than that. Movement uses industry-leading materials for their fresh, modern watch designs, from technically complex ceramics to vintage-inspired style, all for an incredible value your wrist and wallet will both love. And with one-size-fits-all convenience and fast, free shipping and returns, it's a stress-free shopping experience. Save big on the best Mother's Day gift ever with Movement. Get up to 50% off site-wide during their Mother's Day sale at MVMT.com. Again, that's up to 50% off at MVMT.com.
You could say even this harder than getting a ticket to the Renaissance tour or Rip Britney's tour. She's down in, it's kind of warm in Brazil right now.
What the?
Look, folks.
Ladies and gentlemen, attention, please.
Just a catching strays over here.
You're in for a hell of a show.
Keep the faith, hold the line, and own the libs.
It's time for our main event.
Oh, God. Fellas, if there is one thing that has been the identity of the Ruthless Variety program, it was our very first Thanksgiving episode. It changed everything for us. We were a little program that could, and we managed to tell the truth about what you ought to do to your lib relatives.
We had the courage to do the right thing.
We did on Thanksgiving.
And the show, it's in every November, we have the courage to do the right thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Might be different.
Everybody thinks that Thanksgiving is about friendship and brotherhood and family. And no.
And getting along.
It's not. It's about division and violence in interjecting politics into every interaction that you have.
You have no better opportunity to irreparably damage family relationships than Thanksgiving, so we have to get it on.
Exactly
now.
Right.
Don't
exactly
waste it.
Exactly right. This is the third annual. Third. Can you believe we've been doing this for 3 years?
Good God.
Who would have thought?
Incredible. But the third annual, it's like a manual. It's not, this isn't like a commentary, we talk about politics or whatever. This is like what you ought to do today.
How you win Thanksgiving. And I really hope, for all of our listeners that you got up extra early on this Thanksgiving morn to listen to this as a battle plan for how you win Thanksgiving.
Because that's the thing is, it's about winning or losing.
Yes.
That's whether it's the football, but today's about you either win or you lose. And this is your playbook of how to win.
How do you sleep the night of Thanksgiving? And if you sleep well, it's because you executed what it is that we're about to tell you. By the way, look at this.
Yeah, look at that.
Look at this
set. Look at
that.
Look at the spread.
Huh?
If you aren't on YouTube, go to our YouTube Ruthless Podcast, subscribe, because, I mean, look at this.
Yeah. Look at this thing.
The cornucopia. The bounty.
It's like, you know, John Madden used to do on Thanksgiving Day.
You know?
But we won't tear like a turkey in half with our hands, which would be terrific. But, I mean, look at the spread.
And look at its spread. All right, so... Look, in our very first, we laid three pillars down. Those three pillars have not changed.
No.
The first three pillars are football. It doesn't matter if you're a fan or not.
No.
It's on, but it's on at a big volume.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, you're dominating the house.
You want to make people uncomfortable.
This. Yes. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter if you're a fan, you're not a fan, your team's playing, you're not a team. It's on, and it's at a big volume. This is an American holiday, for Christ.
It was like at Guantanamo, they knew to throw the terrorists off. They'd play like Metallica loud or whatever. This is, you throw football on loud, so like any lib family members are all right. They're off kilter.
Well, you just want to see who's going to kneel during the national anthem.
Well, if you get into that, good tell. We're going to get into that in a moment. But the second thing, eating. Mm-hmm. Everyone knows there's a lot of work that goes into trying to prepare the Thanksgiving meal. Everybody's like, oh, does it taste good? Oh, am I full? No. Like, you can't even enjoy it. It's a contest.
It is.
You have to figure out how much you can jam into your mouth and then challenge everyone around you to try to meet you halfway.
Mm. And so, like, this is something that I actually spent some time thinking about. I did some reading ahead of today's episode. The night before Thanksgiving, you want to eat a massive meal. Massive. Force feed yourself like a foie gras duck, okay?
Yeah.
You want to stuff yourself because that stretches your stomach.
Yeah.
Right? So then you wake up in the morning, you're already starving. You got to build up that hunger. And when you show up, you assert dominance through just like the horror of just stuffing meat into your maw.
I learned at this at a very young age. My best friend Hans, who you guys have all
great guy
dealt with, we used to have Thanksgivings together.
Mm-hmm.
And what we would do, he would, the night before, he would go out for a big like spaghetti.
See, what a smart dude.
Some kind of a big, massive Italian dinner that just stretched it all. Then you starve.
Mm.
No breakfast, nothing.
Those people, though, they're good at gorging and crime. Like they've got that covered. They've got the play. Essentially, gorging and violence. So, right. Like, you know, maybe this is the one day you want to kind of be a little Italian.
but here's the thing. Here's the thing. Here's
unbelievable.
The thing. As any good Italian will do, you walk in there and you colonize the buffet.
Yeah.
Chances are you didn't make a single thing that's on there, but it belongs to you anyhow. You look at grandma in the eye and you say, this is mine now.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So the third pillar is you inject politics into every possible conversation.
Everyone.
It doesn't matter if somebody's watching football. It doesn't matter if they're just like asking about your kids.
And that's the thing. There's always an in. Because like, you know, in terms of like conversation, people when they're like afraid to talk about anything, like in the elevator even, if they don't know what to talk about, they're like, oh, weather's great today. You know, humans don't affect climate.
Yeah.
There is no topic you can't go
like,
straight.
Oh, what grade's the kid in? Well, it'd be great. You know, it's good, but except for the fact that I'm worried every day that they're not teaching anything because of this CRT.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. When Travis Kelce has his commercial.
Oh, Jesus.
Between all the games.
With the Pfizer one?
With the Pfizer one.
Yeah.
You got to have an opinion.
You got to have an opinion.
You got to have an opinion. One. You got to scream it loud.
It was like that. I saw that joke. What's going to give him more of a broken heart? Is it Pfizer or Taylor Swift?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I mean,
drop that one at the Thanksgiving table.
you raise a good point, because if it is your home, you declare out of the gate, if you are unvaxxed, you eat first.
There you go.
If you're vaxxed, you wait.
I think that's an important thing. That's an important thing to think about. For everybody who's listening to this, it's a little bit different. You got to think about this like Sun Tzu, The Art of War. If you are hosting, you have to establish dominance.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a road game,
yeah.
If you're showing up at somebody else's house,
yeah.
You're behind enemy lines.
Black ops.
You have to be a chaos agent in somebody else's house.
It's like
guerrilla warfare.
Yeah,
100%.
Yeah.
And the thing is that like you follow the playbook. You know, like you had the special forces in Vietnam.
Yeah.
You know, they'd go in behind enemy lines,
piano wire,
and they leave their little calling card, you know, like when they hit a Viet Cong, they leave like an ace of spades card. So like you got to leave your calling card everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You go, if you know, if you're not playing on your own turf,
mm-hmm.
every opportunity, leave your calling card. When someone brings up, oh, well, you know, we took little Johnny to a Hamas protest. There you go.
No.
It's time to go Black Ops.
Right. Right. If there's a vegetarian dish and you're behind enemy lines,
Black Ops,
throw some meat in there.
Yeah.
Make everybody sick.
Yeah, well, and make sure that they know that you've done it,
you
so
did.
They actually have to look at
Leave
you
the
in
car.
The eyes
yeah.
while they're dealing with it. Look, every single year that we've been doing this, it's been a remarkable moment in time, right? These 3 years, we've had COVID, the year after COVID, every lib was still masking, they could still not go into each other's houses, and then we had, you know, I mean, like all kinds of different shit, right?
Yeah.
So this year, we're back to what feels like would be a normal gathering.
Mm-hmm.
I had a normal Thanksgiving in 2020. Let me tell you.
Well, we did too, except, you know, there's a lot of listeners here that, you know, they may be playing away games, and like we have to give them some guidance on
100%.
This.
100%. And I think this is another example of an opportunity to really spike the football. If you say to that, like, liberal, I see you're not wearing a mask this year, and it made no difference, did it, buddy?
Yeah. Yeah, I think if you are hosting, you need to get a Roomba, You got to put a cardboard cutout of Joe Biden on that Roomba. It has to be throughout the house all day.
Just bumping into and turning around.
Put it in the kids' playroom so he can sniff all their hair.
Hold on. You just put it, just start it.
Yeah.
Before anybody gets
and
there.
And say nothing.
And they roll in and it's just like.
Yep. Just banging into walls. Fucking up the wainscoting.
It's so good. I think everybody has to know you have a hair trigger this year. There's a lot of shit going on. But the way I like to start things, and I don't know if you guys, I think you all deal with this the same way, over the top nice.
Yeah.
Over the top festive. Mm-hmm. Like, we are going to have the time of, this is an American holiday, we're going to have the time of our lives. But everybody needs to know that can change faster than they can say occupied territory.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, that's the thing is, like, you know, the whole theory behind Thanksgiving is like, yeah, you know, it was the Native Americans and the Pilgrims, but we all knew in our hearts only one can win. Right?
Yeah.
And that's what you got to bring, that same energy to the Thanksgiving table. It's like, ostensibly, we're all here to make peace, but there can only be one. It's like Highlander, right? So it's going to be me or it's going to be you. And you have to make sure it's you.
Yeah, you have to make sure it's you. Can I give you one, like, piece of advice? If you're hosting, I think this is important for this time around. So when everybody comes in the door, you tell them, like, look, we'd like to have a very uniquely good time. Let's take it out of the digital age. Let's put all your phones in the, like, maybe pull out a basket. Get all your phones in one basket at the front end. Put them in there, and then you come in. And everybody's like, oh, isn't that quaint? Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
It's how Thanksgiving used to be. What you're really doing is then going around and grabbing the basket and looking for who has a TikTok app.
Yeah, right.
You're doing that.
That's a good tell.
Now, this is going to be a bit controversial, but I think it's worth pursuing. Anybody who has a TikTok, you have to, like, make sure that they're of age. We're talking about young adults at this stage, but, like, Zoomers, we're talking plus 18 generation, and these are the people that, like, think Bin Laden is great. So you look, if they have a TikTok app, what you do is you get grandpa in to film his balls. Have you guys seen the thing of the gobbler with the balls?
No.
You haven't seen this?
Is it a thing on TikTok?
Yeah. It's like a turkey with the balls as the gobbler.
So it's not a real turkey. It's like a...
No, it's somebody's balls. But if it's grandpa's balls, it's a particular thing. And you put it up on every single one of their apps under the title gobble.
And then you just do the terrorist gobble.
Oh! Yeah. gobble. Now, like, all of you are going to be like, oh, like, that's so mean. Grandpa's down.
Yeah.
Grandpa's been looking for a reason.
Yeah.
Grandpa's been pissed. Like, he's watching this generation, this Zoomer generation. He's like, how do I stop this? Well, you tell him.
No. Plus, he's been in the chair after some stuffing.
Yeah.
He's unconscious at this point.
You're telling you should unconscious gobble balls?
Maybe.
Well, all right. I mean, maybe. But I think that he's down.
He is.
Like, most of these guys have been looking for a reason the whole time. Now you got your reason. Gobble balls. Send it out to their TikTok family under gobble, gobble, gobble. You've got the night started.
I like it. I like it a lot. Here's the other thing that I think is a little bit different this year. We obviously believe that you have to assert dominance over all of your liberal relatives, whether it's your liberal aunt, your liberal uncle, or your crazy aunt, whatever. But we got something different this year, fellas. We have a Republican presidential primary.
Ooh.
Oh, nice.
We got a primary.
Yep. Yeah, we do.
You know, so I mean,
it's not just your left. You can attack at all sides.
You control everyone. You control everyone. If somebody walks through your front door and they support Nikki Haley, you should make them show their photo ID.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
And if they support Ron DeSantis, you should make them take their shoes off and get in a booster seat.
Oh, Jesus.
My God.
My God, yeah, the violence.
Well, and I'm saying, if maybe they support Donald Trump, you put all of the grandkids in masks and just say you're following his CDC protocols.
This
is choosing violence.
Violence everywhere.
Yeah, no, this is right, because if you're going to enact dominance,
yeah,
you're going to have to do it in a variety of different ways. Because let's be honest, in recent years, most of our families have gotten a little more homogeneous, shall we speak, in terms of their political ideology. We sort of enact amongst each other. So this is a really good point.
Be a chaos agent.
But here's the thing is, I noticed Duncan didn't say if they're a Vivek supporter, because I've noticed.
Oh, what so do we do there?
The Vivek people have been bullying Duncan online, and I think that he's
what
he's,
do we do?
He's gun shy now.
If you're a Vivek supporter?
Yeah. Give him an aspirin and tell him it cures AIDS.
I mean, I think you give him a ShamWow and have him shine your shoes.
I think that part of this is when you're all coming together, there are certain topics that you need to do to like set the stage amongst mm-hmm. us. Mm-hmm. And like one of the first things that I was thinking about, and like, again, this is not about whether you believe these things. It's just asserting dominance yes. because Thanksgiving is winning. The first thing I would say is like, hey, has everybody seen the unredacted videos of January 6th? And then just lay it open.
Dude, that is a great start.
Just play them. Play them. During the halftime of the football game.
Like maybe a second TV. Maybe you get one of those roller, like Amazon roller things, roll it in
I would,
here's your football game, and then also January
6th. I think even better. Would play just play all the Hamas footage.
Oh, Jesus.
About them flying in with the paragliders, and tell all of your liberal relatives that that was January 6th, and see how outraged they get.
I mean, so I think that video that Mike Lee posted is a great start to it, of being like, this guy looks like he's got a badge walking in the cat. Maybe Tucker's right. Maybe we gotta look at very closely at this footage.
Would a United States senator post something that wasn't true?
A senator would not just post that, bro. We got to look at this close. Dude, January 6th is like topic number one.
Right? And they just double down on
Turkey hits the table, and you say, you know what I'm thankful for is the Patriots. Because they're not with their families today. Let's talk about them.
And then allow everybody around the table to explore their own feelings on the matter.
And I think that's the best way to smoke them out. Yeah. Especially if you're at an away game, because everyone likes playing this, okay, we sit down at the table. You know what, guys? Let's talk about what we're thankful for this year. I'm thankful for the Patriots. Because they're willing to fight.
Oh,
they
God.
Suffer. They don't get a nice meal today. See how that rolls. Because anyone who flips, there you go. That's your target for the rest of dinner. They're ready to hear it.
And not like those turncoats Mark Meadows. The other way to get at the same thing that you're trying to get at, like just to
smoke them out,
flush it all out,
smoke them out,
is that you should, like a couple days ahead of time, you have some time now, you've got a couple of days and you got to think about these things, print out the crime statistics in your area and everyone's area based on like demographics, violent crime, like get them very specific.
No one likes talking. Be like, you know what sucked is having to go to the grocery store and being like, oh, everything is behind like a locked wall.
Yeah.
Why are we dealing with this shit? Remember a summer of legalized crime? What did you people think was going to
happen? But I would be very specific about it and be like, oh, so here, like these are the crime statistics and this is what it looks like in all these convenience stores. Here's a couple of videos just in case. We'll throw it on the same thing that we threw the Jan 6 videos and like, and then go around the table. Everybody on the table should suggest their policy prescriptions for how we solve this problem.
A great jump off of this past weekend, Charles C.W. Cook had this wonderful series of tweets where I want to say it was one of Ashbrook's buddies at the Washington Post who put this article, which is like, Americans believe there's a lot of crime. Here's what that tells us. It's like, here's what that tells us is there's a lot of crime. You know, like, how are you gaslighting people into being like, oh, you know, whenever you turn on the news, you see a bunch of kids either carjacking somebody or running into a store and cleaning it out. And AOC being like, well, you know what? They're just trying to feed their families. Whose Thanksgiving spread is here because of, you know, 10 to 12 pairs of Air Jordans? I don't think anybody's.
You know, one of the things that I thought about just in terms of like how you can relate this to modern policy and the discussions that we're talking about and make sure that you have the adequate conversations that you're supposed to have at Thanksgiving is that you've got a whole bunch of boomers around the table, mm-hmm. obviously.
Salt of the earth.
But we've gotten to a day and age when boomers, they like to like just kind of nibble and peck. Like they like, you know, they like whatever, but they're not going to eat like we eat.
Really? Boomers don't?
Well, it depends on the age, the top end is not like super indulgent.
Is this like the Ozempic tell? Is this?
Well, I mean, I don't know.
That's another thing where they're wrong to say this.
They've aged out of that.
They've aged, maybe. But like, if they just get like a, you know, kind of a nice little portion, whatever, they've got like two little twigs of turkey and a little cranberry and just a touch, like maybe a spoon of mashed potato, whatever. Every single thing that you pick up and everyone behind you picks up, you should just fill your plate and then just take 3/4 of it and dump it on their fucking plate.
Yeah, force
like every single thing on top of their plate. And they're like, what are you doing? You're like, oh, I thought this was the way it worked. Right? Don't get it. You're like, this is the way it works.
Yeah.
Like, you take it. And I I'll get it.
Right.
I'll make sure that I cook it. I put it on my plate.
Yeah.
I procure it for you.
And I throw it on your plate, and then you're going to leave a country for the next generation, but you're going to eat it all. Yeah. And that's how the boomers have always operated.
So everyone knows there's the annual tradition of like, at what point does someone cross the line that you look them in the eye, grab the turkey and you punt it, you know, like that is to me.
Well, this was our first episode where you laid it down that there is a punted turkey as a last resort.
I think so. I think like a lot of folks, you know, there's a lot of discussion about this of, okay, like when do I punt the turkeys? I think we should try to come up with like a list of like the three times that, you know, the turkey gets punted.
Yeah.
What are the three times? I think one of them is you institute clean plate rule. No one leaves this table until their plate is clean, and you force feed them.
Mm-hmm.
You make sure. I mean, I've never known a boomer to turn away from the trough. You know what I mean? Like, pack the plate. No one leaves this table until their plate is clean. If they tried, the turkey gets punted.
Yeah,
and, I think that's number one.
But like maybe that. you raise your voice a little bit to know. You know, you're like, nobody leaves this table.
Yeah. Nobody.
Nobody.
No one leaves a table alive if their plate is not clean.
Like you do the prayer. And then you say that.
Then you're like, just so you know, whatever you have on your plate, nobody leaves it until it's done.
Yeah. I think so. That's number one for me. Clean plate.
Okay.
What's another Ashbrook? Not like if someone insults one of my journal buddies. I'm punting this turkey.
He's like, well, then we read the New York Times.
Yeah, exactly.
Front to back.
He's like, we start our Thanksgiving thankful for the New York Times and the WAPO.
You're just saying, what is number two rule?
Number two rule.
That gets you to punt the turkey.
Yep.
I go back to the vaccine. I think you walk around the table, and if more than half of the people in your room have been vaccinated, you kick the turkey right through the window.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
You know your family has failed at that point, and you sort of retreat on your own because you know that you, as the patriarch of that organization, have also failed.
And you've self-named yourself the patriarch, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, even if it's a road game, even if you're going Black Ops mode, if you're behind. And by the way, who's hosting?
I'm hosting.
You're hosting?
Yeah.
You hosting, Ashbrook?
I am not hosting.
You visiting? Sure. Who are you visiting?
I'm visiting.
Can I give you number three?
Well, I want to know who Ashbrook's visiting.
Friends.
Is it Dossie? Are you going to some Washington Post? Are you going to the official
Washington Post
party?
It's not a Washington Post thing.
You going to the Daily Beast party?
But it's
are you having Thanksgiving at Taylor Lorenz's?
Let me tell you.
Unbelievable.
Those guys having Thanksgiving at Taylor Lorenz's. They're going to be like, we're talking about decolonizing, and Ashbrook's clapping.
He's giving me a hard time. But if you do find yourself in that situation where you're playing an away game, where your family is so liberal that you can't even stand 1 minute, what you have to do is you walk right into the, you wait until you know dinner will be served. You walk into that house, you fill a plate, and you walk out without saying anything to anybody.
Mm.
That's kind of a power move.
It is a power move.
So here's the thing. I think that makes a point, but it does make a difference. I think terrorizing the house is the way you make
it. No, you want to make sure they don't invite you back.
Yeah.
So what's your third?
Well, I think the third is very critical. I think everybody in their families has somebody who's experimenting with vegetarianism.
Mm. Oh, God.
You know, maybe God. They support RFK and they're like, you know... You know, he's against the vaccine, and he sounds like he's a great guy. And you need to put in front of their plate a carbon footprint for the spinach that you brought to their table and the corn you brought to their table and all of the things that they can eat like a fucking rabbit. And if they look at the turkey, if they look at the meat, if they have the fucking gall to put meat in their mouths, then you punt the fucking turkey.
I was going to say feeding tube situation, but yeah.
Yeah. You punt it. You got to.
Don't you make a big show? I make a big show of the gravy. You know, like a lot of people do gravy and there's like the packets of gravy and it's like a cheat code.
No, I do. I take the innards and the gizzards and I put it all together.
So I make a big show of like you got the neck and the liver and the heart and all that stuff. And I throw it in a boiling pot and you distill that down and you use it. You know, that's how you do the
throw in the flour.
If you're going to do gravy, that's how you do it.
Yeah.
I make a real show of that. Because if there's anything that's going to weed those people that you're talking about out, that's it.
You want to make them uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's it.
It is like waterboarding them in your home. It should give you hope for America that you can have people in your home and you can show them a demonstration that they hate.
Yes.
And they have to do nothing but sit there and smile.
No question about it.
Yeah.
They can't do anything about it.
If this is happening in your home, we also need to talk about what you do while they're eating. Let's just say that there's not a scenario where you're punting the turkey.
Okay.
That's one of the options. You're eating, and then you bang your fork on the glass, and you stand up, and you say, I have some things I need to say.
Oh, this is so
great.
Good.
That okay, the great holiday move. Season belongs to me. You look your family in the eye and you tell them this does not stop at Thanksgiving. You tell them from the dinner to the tree, this all belongs to me.
Dude, from the dinner to the tree, this all belongs to me.
Yes.
That goes so hard.
Let's fucking go.
Dude, that is it. I mean, I think that's it.
That's it, folks.
Oh my God. I think you've gotten a particularly good instruction manual this year. I don't know how to improve upon it. If this doesn't do the trick for you, I don't know what else will. The Ruthless Friday program, Thanksgiving special. Thank you all for joining us.